Tonight on the Worldview Report, House leaders look to subpoena the corrupt Soros-funded DA going after former President Donald Trump. An overwhelming majority of Trump supporters in a new poll believe protesting the former president's arrest would play right into the hands of those laying a trap similar to that which ensnared the J6 protesters. Two Israeli lawmakers have introduced a bill in the Knesset that would punish believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bill Gates is calling on the leaders of nations to surrender their sovereignty to the United Nations World Health Organization's Global Health Emergency Corps. Amazon is laying off another 9,000 employees, and Poland says it's ready and waiting to attack Russian troops in Ukraine. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Breitbart reports that Republicans on top House investigation committees have requested testimony from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg after former President Donald Trump announced Saturday that he expects to be arrested in connection with an investigation Bragg's office has been conducting. Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, and Administration Committee Chairman Representative Brian Steele, who's a Republican from Wisconsin, they all penned a letter to Bragg, obtained by Breitbart News, in anticipation of the possible indictment. In it, they demand numerous documents from Bragg and ask that he contact them by March 23rd to schedule the testimony with them via a transcribed interview. If the reports of an indictment are true, they wrote, Bragg's actions would, quote, erode confidence in the even-handed application of justice and unalterably interfere in the course of the 2024 presidential election, end quote. They added, quote, in light of the serious consequences of your actions, we expect that you will testify about what plainly appears to be a politically motivated prosecutorial decision, end quote. Trump, who is running for president again in 2024, said on Saturday that based on what he called, quote, illegal leaks, end quote, from Bragg's office, he expected to be arrested Tuesday amid ongoing investigations into an alleged hush money scheme involving Stormy Daniels. Well, now the reports are that indictment will come down perhaps this week, and he'll be then arraigned later. Bragg, whose campaign for district attorney in 2021 was financially linked to Democrat mega donor George Soros, sought, quote, to breathe new life into an inquiry that once seemed to have reached a dead end, end quote, by zeroing in on the Daniels scandal in the first year he took office. That's what the New York Times reported in November. An overwhelming majority of respondents polled on Donald Trump's Truth Social platform suspect demonstrations against the former president's arrest will make protesters susceptible to a January 6-style setup, so reports the Gateway Pundit. When asked whether the potential protest against Trump being arrested is a, quote, J6-style trap, end quote, a staggering 85% of Trump supporters answered the affirmative. On Saturday morning of last week, Trump warned the public to anticipate his arrest on Tuesday, citing, quote, illegal leaks, end quote, from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's investigation into Trump's allegedly illegal payments to Stormy Daniels. As noted by the Gateway Pundit, Americans are increasingly aware of the false narrative pushed about the J6 protest. Hours of footage released earlier this month, in fact, confirms J6 protest leaders were allowed entry into the U.S. Capitol building and were peacefully escorted by police officers. Mounting evidence confirms covert FBI agents and provocateurs, like reported Ray Epps, conspired against Trump supporters on J6. Evidence produced in the Proud Boys seditious conspiracy trial confirms that the FBI created, quote, 1776 returns, end quote. That's a document that outlines strategic plans for the takeover of the U.S. government buildings on January 6th of 2021. The mysterious government-created document was sent unsolicited to Proud Boys chairman Enrique Torres's telegram right before January 6th by an undercover agent. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, blasted Bragg on Sunday for, quote, abusing his office, end quote, by targeting Trump while facilitating crime to run rampant in New York. Two Israeli lawmakers have introduced a new bill in the Knesset that would punish believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, with the penalty being prison time. Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Cohen filed this report for Newsmax. Watch this.
Conservative Christian leaders are calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stop a bill proposed by members of his coalition to make it criminal to tell people about Jesus in Israel. Our Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Cohen is live near Tel Aviv with more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Allison. Good morning, everyone. A big story just before, days before Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter, sacred time for Christians. Two ultra-Orthodox members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition have introduced a bill that would punish believers for sharing the gospel of Jesus with prison time. United Torah Judaism Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18. Joel Rosenberg is the host of the Rosenberg Report and editor-in-chief of All Israel News. He's also a Jewish follower of Jesus.
Obviously, Jewish people don't agree with Christians, evangelicals or others, about who Jesus is, right? We all know that there's a theological difference, but evangelical Christians and other Christians have been so supportive of Israel and the Jewish people. So to silence, to muzzle, and gag even Israelis like myself and others to say, you can't talk to another person about your faith and why you believe it, that is terrible. That is not freedom.
Although he doesn't agree theologically, Netanyahu has always been a strong friend of evangelicals, speaking at meetings and believing freedom of speech and freedom for Israel's small Christian community should be protected. Now, should this bill gain traction, it could spark a serious clash with the 60 million evangelicals in the United States and 600 million around the world. Gafni first introduced a ban on evangelism in 1999. It went nowhere. United Torah Judaism is in a stronger negotiating position now, though, since Netanyahu needs to keep the party in his coalition, or it could threaten Netanyahu's ability to remain in power. Allison, back to you.
Daniel Cohen, thank you so much.
If this bill gains traction and begins moving towards passage, it could create a major new headache for Benjamin Netanyahu's government by sparking a serious clash with evangelical Christians here in the United States and around the world, who are among the biggest supporters of the state of Israel. So reports All Israel News. In the United States alone, there are some 60 million self-described evangelicals. Globally, there are an estimated 600 million. Former U.S. Ambassador of International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, who served during the Trump-Pence administration, is the first American leader to publicly warn that this new bill poses a massive threat to free speech, human rights, and religious freedom. All Israel News emailed Brownback, a longtime friend and supporter of Israel, a professional translation of the bill in English. Brownback replied with the following statement, quote, "Free and democratic countries simply do not outlaw the free exchange of ideas. And that includes religious beliefs and convictions. Article 18 of the Universal Charter of Human Rights, which Israel has signed onto, guarantees freedom of religion, including the right to decide your own faith beliefs," end quote. The proposed legislation there in Israel would outlaw all efforts by people of faith who in any way want to discuss or try to persuade people of other faiths to consider changing their current religious beliefs. The punishment for doing so would be 1 year imprisonment. Now, listen to this. If the conversation is with a minor, who's someone under the age of 18, the punishment would be 2 years imprisonment. This bill would apply to people having spiritual conversations with Israelis of any religion. However, in their official explanation of the bill, the two Israeli legislators specifically emphasized the warning to stop Christians. The bill's primary objective, therefore, appears to be making it illegal for followers of Jesus Christ to explain why they believe Jesus is both Messiah and God, with a hope that Israelis might consider following him. Of course, this is going to put many Jews in an awkward spot who are Messianic Jews. And they do live in Israel, and they do have churches, and they are into evangelism. They are Jews that have come to believe that Jesus is Yeshua, Messiah. So this is going to catch up with Jews themselves being persecuted. The bill, by the way, not only makes a simple personal conversation with someone about Jesus a crime, it would also make it illegal for, quote, someone who solicits a person directly, digitally, by mail, or online in order to convert his religion, end quote. Well, this could easily make a big problem for, well, those that are publishing online videos and explaining the gospel to Jewish or Muslim people in Israel. That all of a sudden would suddenly apparently become illegal. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is calling on the leaders of sovereign nations to surrender the authority of their countries to the United Nations World Health Organization's, quote, Global Health Emergency Corps, end quote. Slate News reports that Gates argues in favor of the WHO being viewed as a, quote, fire department for pandemics, end quote, that seizes control of nations on a global level during health emergencies. Speaking in a New York Times op-ed published Sunday, Gates voiced his support for the WHO's Global Pandemic Treaty. The WHO's treaty, well, it will essentially establish an unelected global regime that will override states, national and local laws with global protocols. And when will this happen? Well, whenever the WHO declares a so-called public health emergency. So by creating a single global authority, the WHO would be able to order once sovereign nations to roll out, well, let's say, vaccinations, mask mandates, vaccine passports. They could order widespread lockdowns and any number of totalitarian pandemic measures, all under international law for the sake of public health. All 194 of the WHO member nations, well, they're set to vote on these amendments and finalize this new treaty by May of 2024. Although the framework could be approved at this year's WHO World Health Assembly. Democrat Joe Biden has already confirmed that he plans to approve and sign the amendments, and he is pushing to do so without congressional approval. In a recent press release, the Biden regime publicly affirmed the U.S. federal government's commitment to this agreement. The accord, well, it will give the Chinese Communist Party linked WHO ultimate control over U.S. pandemic policies. Like I said, like lockdowns, they could be involved in censorship, masking, vaccine mandates, and public surveillance. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy dropped a bomb in a memo to staff this week, announcing that an additional 9,000 employees will get pink slips in the coming weeks. It comes after the online retail giant already showed over 18,000 employees the door in its previous round of layoffs between November and January, affecting workers in retail, devices, recruiting, and human resources groups. Jassy and other Amazon top brass, well, they're tightening their belts to cut costs, keeping an eye on the shaky Biden economy and the, quote, uncertainty that exists in the near future, end quote. Jassy explained, quote, the overriding tenet of our annual planning this year was to be leaner while doing so in a way that enables us to still invest robustly in the key long-term customer experiences that we believe can meaningfully improve customers' lives and Amazon as a whole, end quote. This time around, Amazon's cloud computing, human resources, advertising, and Twitch live streaming businesses will bear the brunt of the layoffs. Oh, by the way, it's worth noting that the company went on a hiring frenzy during the COVID-19 pandemic. At the end of 2021, Amazon's global workforce, it ballooned to a massive 1.6 million, up from 798,000 in the fourth quarter of 2019. But apparently the party's over. And with an economic downturn looming and a slowdown in its core retail business, Amazon, well, they're putting the brakes on hiring for its corporate workforce, scrapping some experimental projects, and hitting the pause button on warehouse expansion. In other news, the bondholders of Credit Suisse, the second largest bank in Switzerland, saw their investments wiped out following the bank's takeover by UBS. Investments worth $17 billion became virtually worthless overnight. The Swiss regulator, FINMA, announced Sunday that the so-called additional Tier 1 bonds, which are widely regarded as relatively risky investments, will in fact be written to zero, part of the deal, so reports CNBC. The move has angered Credit Suisse AT1 bondholders as their investments have seemingly been lost, while shareholders will receive payouts as part of the takeover. Usually, equity investments would be classified as secondary to AT1 bonds. Therefore, the decision, quote, can be interpreted as an effective subordination of AT1 bondholders to shareholders, end quote. That's what Goldman Sachs' credit strategist said in a research note published Sunday, adding that, quote, it also represents the largest loss ever inflicted to AT1 investors since the birth of the asset class post-global financial crisis, end quote. The Biden regime has authorized another $350 billion in military aid for Ukraine. That's what U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday as Kiev builds up its arsenal for an anticipated counteroffensive against Russia. Blinken said in a statement that the equipment includes more ammunition for U.S.-provided HIMARS and howitzers, as well as ammunition for Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, HARM missiles, anti-tank weapons, riverine boats, and other equipment. The United States, folks, has now provided more than $30 billion in weaponry to Ukraine to defend against Russia, which invaded its pro-Western neighbor on February 24th of 2022. At least another $70 billion has been provided in non-military aid. The latest U.S. assistance was announced days after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley held a call with their Ukrainian counterparts and spoke of their, quote, unwavering support, end quote, for Ukraine. Kiev, well, they're seeking to gather sufficient supplies of arms from its Western backers, of which the U.S., by the way, has been the most significant, to mount a counteroffensive and try to take back territory captured by the Russians last year. Joe Biden's National Security Council Strategic Communications Director, John Kirby, joined Fox News Sunday to put the kibosh on any possibility of a ceasefire in Ukraine. Kirby talked about the then-planned visit of Chinese President Xi Jinping to Moscow, which occurred on Monday. It was supposed to be, and I guess was, a three-day state visit. And the two superpowers, well, they were set to discuss the war in Ukraine, strengthening ties, and the emerging global world order. The two were expected to announce solidarity against Western hegemony. But in case the Chinese and Russians surprise us and come up with a proposal for a ceasefire, Kirby made it clear that the U.S. government would not agree to a ceasefire under any circumstances. Watch this.
Monday through Wednesday of President Xi to Moscow, the state visit, if you will. But what we have said before, and we'll say it again today, that if coming out of this meeting, there's some sort of call for a ceasefire, well, that's just going to be unacceptable, because all that's going to do, Mike, is ratify Russia's conquest to date. All that's going to do is give Mr. Putin more time to refit, retrain, reman, and try to plan for renewed offensives at a time of his choosing. We hope, and we've said this before, that President Xi will call and talk to President Zelensky, because we believe the Chinese need to get the Ukrainian perspective.
So, no peace under any circumstances. That's the official U.S. policy on Ukraine at the moment. So remember this. Remember this. When the Ukrainian army is fully spent, and we're told that there's no choice but to send in American boys to die for the defense of that country's border, while ours is wide open for the drug cartels partnering with China to run fentanyl right through to the U.S. Poland's ambassador to France said the quiet part out loud, stating that Poland stands ready to enter the war in Ukraine if Ukrainians are unable to fend off the Russians themselves, which would bring Russian forces into direct conflict with NATO and fling open the door to World War III. In an interview for the French TV channel LCI, Poland's ambassador asserted that Kiev must continue to defend Ukraine's independence, or else other countries such as Poland and Slovakia may have to intervene. The Polish ambassador said, quote, "It is not NATO, Poland, or Slovakia that are mounting ever more pressure, but Russia, which has invaded Ukraine. Russia, which is seizing its territories. Russia, which is killing its people. And Russia, which is abducting Ukrainian children. Therefore, either Ukraine will defend its independence today, or we will have to enter this conflict, because our main values, which were the basis of our civilization and our culture, will be threatened. Therefore, we will have no choice but to enter the conflict," end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The U.S. media is beginning to ramp up fearful reports that an outbreak of bird flu could kill millions of Americans. And of course, a bird flu vaccine for humans is being prepared, quote, just in case, end quote, it mutates. So reports Mark Slavo at the NOQ report. But nobody in the Mockingbird media is asking the obvious question. If the pathogen hasn't mutated yet to infect humans, how do the so-called scientists have access to the sequencing to create an effective vaccine? Slavo reports that the current outbreak of avian flu, known as H5N1, has killed record numbers of birds and infected mammals, adding that, quote, human cases, however, remain very rare. And global health officials have said the risk of transmission between humans is still low. Yet, Big Pharma is ready to cash in whenever the media tells people the bird flu is going to kill them the same way they did with COVID-19, end quote. Executives at three vaccine manufacturers told Reuters they're already developing or about to test sample human vaccines that better match the circulating subtype as a precautionary measure against a future pandemic. Other big pharma giants say that they, quote, stand ready, end quote, to mass produce vaccines and to reap the benefits of another pandemic. So, as the old saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So humanity better wake up to this scam, or this scam will be played out again. The goal here is obviously to profit off of another manufactured pandemic. Whether the avian flu is real or completely made up and hyped, it's irrelevant. Unfortunately, a lot of people have already fallen for it, and they will get the shots or get sick with whatever the new bioweapon is that's going to be released. And once again, the fix will potentially be deadlier than the disease. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. One way you can do that is by visiting WVWTVstore.com, where we not only have emergency freeze-dried food that tastes really good and has a 25-year shelf life, but we have emergency supplies. You might be quite shocked and impressed with the vast array of very quality and essential emergency supplies, including we just added an EMT trauma bag. This has been met with great demand. I'm shocked at how many are flying out the door. I wanted one for my family because I have a doctor that lives down the street, and he's actually told me, hey, look, I can do stitches and other things you need, but the best thing is if you have all the supplies on hand. So I wanted to order up an EMT emergency bag. I wanted to check it out and see if it was quality enough, and then if it was, to negotiate with the distributor and buy them and offer them to you. So we did just that. And they are quality, and we now have them. You can add to your family's stockpile of emergency supplies an EMT trauma bag. That way, if you have a doctor, a nurse practitioner, someone in your town or neighborhood that can assist in an emergency should the power go out or a natural disaster of some kind, you have some basic EMT supplies that they can then use. So we're offering this EMT bag on our website at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Like I said, you'll find all kinds of other supplies there as well. If you prefer to place your order over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Also, don't forget, the days are coming where this is going to go away, and that's getting yourself a $150 pair of slippers for $25. These are great slippers. I own a pair. I have for quite some time now. I love them. But Mike Lindell is going to do away with a variety of different models and styles and go to one style. So he's got a closeout going. These were going for $149.98. And now they're available for $25 a pair, but it's a limit of 10 per customer. You might want to check those out at MyPillow.com. They make great gifts, by the way. Use the promo code B66. You'll get the savings and we get credit, which in part helps to fund this free broadcast. So thank you for using the code B66. Use another code, we don't get credit. So please, use the code B66 when shopping at MyPillow.com. Also, while you're there, why not pick up sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and much more. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Also, don't forget about MyStore.com. MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. There you'll find an energy drink, an all-natural energy and health supplement drink that I developed several years ago with bilberry extract, red wine extract, pine bark extract, and grapeseed extract. Take it every day and have for years. It's an all-natural energy and health supplement loaded with antioxidants. You don't got to take my word for it. You can do your own homework on those extracts. You'll find it at mystore.com. You mix it with water. It's a powder. And take it daily. Again, I always have to throw out a disclaimer. This product has not been evaluated or reviewed by or approved by the FDA and is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease, all right? But I do invite you to check it out at mystore.com, Extractjevity. Use, again, the code B66 to get savings. Mystore.com. And then finally, don't forget about WVWFoundation.com. If you appreciate all we're doing, we appreciate your support. Our foundation exists to help push out free programming as a ministry of our foundation, including sponsoring our Sunday night service, where I literally teach on Sunday nights. We open the Bible, and we look at the issues of the day through the lens of a Christian worldview. If you appreciate all that, we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.